This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat today to launch various developmental works worth over 82,000 crore rupees in the state. On the first day of his visit, the PM will dedicate a locomotive manufacturing plant to the nation and also flag off an electric locomotive in Dahod. He will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees in Dahod. Apart from this, the PM is also scheduled to inaugurate various other rail projects and development projects of Government of Gujarat. These include Vande Bharat Express between Veerawal and Ahmedabad, an express train between Valsad and Dahod stations. Later in the day, the PM will travel to Bhuj to inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 53,400 crore rupees. Our correspondent reports that on reaching Gujarat, Mr. Modi is also scheduled to hold massive roadshow in Vadodara and Bhuj today. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor has said that India now has a new approach in combating cross-border terrorism from Pakistan and anyone involved in such crimes will not go unpunished. He said no one sitting in Pakistan is going to be allowed to believe that they can just walk across the border and kill our citizens with impunity. There will be a price to pay, and that price has been going up systematically, Mr. Tharoor said. He made the remarks at a community event in New York, US. The interaction was hosted by the Consulate General of India in New York with a select group of prominent members of the Indian American community and individuals from leading media and think tanks.
We hope that a lesson has been learned by those who perpetrated this attack and by those who finance, train, equip and direct them. But we want to communicate to the world that we will not be sitting quietly if this is repeated. And we want the world to understand that this is not a time for indifference.
Mr. Tharoor and other members of the delegation visited the 9/11 memorial in New York in a spirit of solidarity. Dr. Tharoor-led delegation also met Vice President of Guyana, Bharat Jagdeo. After the meeting, Mr. Tharoor said the Vice President has showcased a tremendous amount of understanding for India's position on the current events with Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar lauded the efforts put in by the all-party delegations. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India stands together in declaring zero tolerance for terrorism. In Bahrain, all-party delegation led by BJP MP Bijayant Panda briefed Bahrain's Deputy Prime Minister Sheikh Khalid bin Abdullah Al Khalifa about the challenge of cross-border terrorism facing India and New Delhi's firm resolve to combat it. Meanwhile, the all-party delegation led by DMK MP Kannimudi Karunanidhi reached Slovenia for taking Bharat's message to the world. Maldives Foreign Minister Dr. Abdullah Khalil arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. Today, Dr. Khalil will lead Maldives at the second India-Maldives high-level core group meeting to oversee progress in the implementation of the India-Maldives vision document on comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. The vision document was adopted by the leadership of the two countries during the state visit of President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Muizu to India in October last year. During the visit, Foreign Minister Dr. Khalil will also hold bilateral discussions with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. The first Cherry cargo train is set to roll from Jammu and Kashmir to Mumbai next month in a first-of-its-kind initiative to transport perishable produce outside Jammu and Kashmir. Jammu Railway Division has gotten its first VP indent, a request for the allocation of a full parcel van for the shipment of goods from Katra Railway Station to Bandra in Mumbai for June 3. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall in coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra can also witness rainfall today. In Kerala, the Met Department has issued red alert in 11 districts in the state today, indicating the possibility of extremely heavy rainfall. India's top chess stars, world champion D. Gukesh and Arjun Erugesi will lead country's charge at the prestigious Norway chess tournament starting today at Stavanger. The event features six elite players each in the men's and women's sections and follows a double round-robin format. And that is the end of this news bulletin.